League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
It's Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. Here's some top stories going around. And with the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray. NFL Draft analyst Tony Pauline is reporting that the Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury is telling people that at the scouting combine that Kyler Murray being taken with the top draft pick is a, quote, a done deal. Reports are also coming out that there are a few teams who are interested in trading for Josh Rosen. We've been hearing about this since the second that Kingsbury was hired as the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. But, guys, does this hold water?
No. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No,
Joe, you said this from the beginning. You said from the beginning that Kingsbury was going to be into Murray, and that means Rosen's on the move, in my opinion. He's not a scheme fit. Rosen's not a scheme fit either for what Kingsbury wants to do, Joe. So, yes, I think they're taking Murray. The only question is, do they have a buyer for Rosen?
No, what they are doing is simply putting it out there, creating a rumor so they can actually see what they can get for Rosen or if it's a possibility. Because there will be people looking if they think they are going to take him number one, and if some team like the Giants or Jacksonville or somebody else wants to move up, well, now they've got to act. So be very careful what you hear this time of year in the NFL, because usually it's crap.
No, absolutely. I understand that everyone's throwing out their smoke signals right now. We talked about even the for sale sign out there with some other
yeah,
teams, right? But I sort of do think if you connect the dots here, though, the biggest thing to me is the scheme fit, Joe. Rosen is not a scheme fit for what Kingsbury wants to do. And behind that bad offensive line.
Really? Because I have no idea what Rosen can or cannot do due to the fact that he had zero offensive line play. And what the hell is Murray going to have with that offensive line?
In the pocket. He's going to need mobility in the pocket. That's what
he's going to get killed if he's going. If I'm Kyle Murray, the last place I want to go is play with Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals, who can't protect him. Absolutely not. At a $190, he's going to get killed.
I understand that, but Rosen has even less mobility.
Don't
so
need mobility. You need protection. You need protection, not mobility.
You need all of the above. And if you don't have protection, you need mobility even more. I'm not talking about 40 time, Joe. I'm talking about functionally in the pocket. You know, and that is something I believe that we've seen Kyler Murray does have that we all know Josh Rosen does not.
Kyler Murray will get killed if he goes to Arizona. It's the last place, if I'm Kyler Murray's people, that I want to go is to Arizona to play with Cliff Kingsbury and that organization. Hell no.
So, Joe, you're thinking that the number one pick will be Nick Bosa here. And, you know, we have been talking about how great the defensive line pool is in the 2019 draft. And, Dane, I'm really happy you brought up the 40-yard dash here, because yeah, the defensive linemen put an exclamation point on the fact that they are the deepest this is one of the deepest times for them this year with their on-field workouts on Sunday in Lucas Oil Stadium. No more, though, than Mississippi State's Montez Sweat. Sweat, yes, a 6'5" 7/8", because these inches really do matter, 260 pounds, uncorked a 4.41 40-yard dash, which was the fastest time recorded by a defensive lineman at the combine since 2006. He was also faster than 21 of the 23 running backs who ran the 40 at this year's combine. I mean, at first I wasn't sure if I was supposed to pronounce his name Sweat or Sweet for some reason.
Montez Sweat.
Yeah, like Key Sweat. But really, I mean, after that, I mean, after that type of run.
Listen,
you got to call him a little sweet too, you know?
Listen, we knew we were going to see incredible performances in Indianapolis over the weekend, right? But that's why I've been asking everybody who's come on our air, do we care about the Underwear Olympics or do we care about their game film? Because these are the guys. Listen, they could run real great, but if they don't have a series of moves coming off the edge, it's not going to matter. As a Jets fan, I remember Vernon Golston, Quentin Coples, and others who were supposed to have this and looked great at the combine, but didn't have the actual functional ability to play the position, and they wound up busting. I hope that guys like Sweat and others, Noah Fant as a tight end who we saw, and some of these other guys actually can also play football, and the tape will say a lot.
Doesn't make a damn bit of difference if they can play. Montez Sweat was going to be anywhere from a second to third round pick. He is now going to be, because of that 4-6 or 4-4 rather that he just wrote, he now put himself in a top 10 to top 15. The kid just made himself millions of dollars because he could run. Whether he can play or not is immaterial. They are going to draft him now in the top 15.
That's true, okay? So it's great for the financial stability of his family. Absolutely.
What else matters? What else matters?
I mean, if you're a fan of the team, you want the kid to actually be able to play instead of just being a workout warrior, Joe.
Well, again, think about what you're talking about there. You're talking about teams that get enamored with the Underwear Olympics. They're going to write him a check. He just got himself millions of dollars by running that.
Right, but in order to get to that second contract, you're going to need to actually be able to play some football.
I'll still take the signing bonus first, though.
And you know what, guys? I have a story about Nick Foles coming up that includes millions of dollars. I got stories about Bryce Harper, the NBA. But for now, that's your Fantasy Sports News Update. I am Chris Bavona. And Joe, you know I'm going to go find my sweater.
You don't have
get
a sweater.
It, brother, man.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Gonna do our best here to help you start the week off on a profitable note. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It was another monster day for the NBA last night. Underdogs 5-2 against the number. Pretty impressive, too, is the Timberwolves and the Wizards closed at a pick'em, so no real favor to dog there. But four upsets. You had the Rockets getting two. They were $1.15 on the money line. Took care of the Celtics. You had the Atlanta Hawks getting 4.5 plus 160 on the money line. Took care of business against the Bulls. Even the Cavs getting 6 plus 200 on the money line. Took care of the Orlando Magic. And how about them Pistons? Pistons plus 2. Plus 110 on the money line over the Raptors yesterday, who Kawhi Leonard, of course, didn't play. Now load management for Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. But the Pistons, I've been telling you guys, quietly becoming one of the better teams here in the second half, just before the All-Star break. And now just after, the Pistons are making some noise. Over is 5-3. And it seems like we've been talking underdogs a lot all week long. It feels like the underdogs won every day, like all week long, it was the underdogs. There's a reason for that. They actually have been, since the All-Star break, against the number, 46-28-1. 62% of the time, underdogs since the All-Star break have been cashing against the number. That, my friend, is how you make, that's how you make it rain right there, Dane.
Nice little trend there. Remember, we talk about the trends and the angles all the time here on Make It Rain. Okay, so that's definitely something to look for. Maybe these dogs. You've been talking about going dog shopping a lot over the last week. And listen, the Pistons, 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're up to the sixth seed. I don't know that they're going to get any higher than that, Joe, because at this point they got a six-game gap to get to the number five seed Boston, although Boston is kind of unraveling a little bit as well. But if you put the Pistons in the sixth seed, don't look now. But the Indiana Pacers are there at the three seed, and they've done an admirable job of hanging in since the Oladipo injury, but they're still not the same team that they've been for most of the season. So, keep an eye on those Pistons. They might get a lucky first-round matchup as well. Detroit basketball in full effect.
Overs, unders, 37-37 since the break, so the market certainly has adjusted to the high scoring. Also, keep that in mind. All right, we're going to talk a little NBA, continue that talk with the shot. What Anthony Davis has got to say. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
I'm going to help you make it rain here today a little bit as we talk a little baseball futures and what is the best way to approach it. Talk with one of the very best in Vegas, Eric Waz, a better IQ. Give you a couple of pointers, and he also has a couple of MVPs, maybe a Cy Young award winner, along with the odds that you may want to throw a couple of bucks down. We'll do that coming up bottom of the hour. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri. Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Want to welcome those of you on Pluto TV who are joining us. Also, all the lunatics in the chat room that are up this early who have... we know why we're here. The fact that you guys are here, too, we love you for it, which means that at 6 o'clock in the morning, woo, we all start our day a little early, man.
Woo. When we start, yeah. Joe, at 6 a.m., okay, we already got John G. and Jer T. in the chat being like, yo, we here. We waiting for it. Let's get it. Maybe they work night shifts, Joe. Who knows? Yeah,
listen, whatever it is, we appreciate you guys taking the time hanging out with us. Also, the poll question is up. Want to remind folks, too, that our brackets are getting ready here, Dane.
Yep, absolutely. Our Make It Rain Hater Madness. Let us know, what do you hate more? We want to know, ultimately, what people hate the most. We're in our technology region right now. Is it having to remember passwords and logins, or is it bots and trolls Right now, Joe, the 2 seed, remembering login passwords, is up big on bots and trolls, but it is still early. We've only had the poll up for an hour. We will have it up throughout today and tomorrow, giving you guys a lot of time. So do me a favor, vote at FNTSY Radio. You can find it with Joe, at Joe Ranieri. You can find it with me, at Spittin' Speeds. We want to know what it is that you hate as we get the Make It Rain brackets going. Tell a friend to tell a friend in the chat room, on social media, what have you. Big shout out to Photoshop Steve, who made the brackets for us. We're going to find out what we hate the most, what these degenerates hate. Right now, Joe, remembering passwords has a big lead on bots and trolls.
Not going to lie, it's a giant pain in the ass, too. But great bracket there. Hope you guys will join us here. Take the vote. Share it to your friends, your family members. Go ahead and retweet all of that good stuff there as we get ready to embark on another March Madness. Hard to believe that the end of the college basketball season is almost upon us. But big game for your Cues tonight, my man.
Yeah, they got Virginia tonight.
To Cary Dome. Yep,
yeah,
big game.
It's my thing, though, with the Cues. You know, like, they're not going to be a 1 seed. They're not going to win the ACC. They're in, like, 6th place in the ACC right now. They are definitively, in my opinion, off the bubble and into the bracket, right? So it's really, for me, you know, they're going to wind up being what? You know, a 6 seed, a 7 seed, an 8, like a 6 through 9 seed, in my personal opinion. So at this point, it only matters about, are they healthy? Are they playing well? And what kind of road do they get? You know, do they get a team that they think they can have? You know, do they get a team that may fare poorly against the 2-3 zone? That sort of thing. To me, for some of these kind of teams, it's just going to be about their path, because they know they're not going to be a top 3 seed. They know they're in. It's really about the matchups they get. Style makes fight.
Well, at least they'll be in, unlike, of course, those Los Angeles Lakers, who have now watched their playoff odds plummet here. Will the Lakers make the playoffs? Odds now plus 600 for yes, minus 900 for no, as they lost again over the weekend to the lowly Phoenix Suns, the actual worst team in the NBA, Phoenix Suns. So things are not looking good for the Lakers, and I don't think it's any coincidence, and I don't know if you guys have had a chance to check out LeBron's show on HBO called The Shop, but man, oh man, there is just a whole lot of interesting stuff happening on this show, including, and you're going to find this hard to believe because I know they don't collude, but Anthony Davis was actually on The Shop this Friday, and, you know, no collusion whatsoever. This is absolutely no way are these guys communicating outside or talking about the possibility of joining. This is not happening, Adam Silver. I want you to understand this. But this is what Anthony Davis on The Shop with LeBron James on Friday had to say about his current situation here. Take a listen to this.
And that's what it is, you know, all the media coverage around me, you know, and now I'm getting a chance to take over, you know, my career.
That's right.
And say what I want to say, do what I want to do. So now you see everybody, all right, I see AD changing. You know, everybody telling me, you know, you growing up, you know, about time you take care of your business, you know, take care of your career. So now, like, as a player, you know, as the CEO of my own business, yeah, I got the power. I'm doing what I want to do and not what somebody telling me.
And that's them butterflies, like, knowing that something's going to happen next, not knowing what's going to happen next, knowing it's going to be a W, I don't know what form, how it's going to look when it comes. That's that. That's
ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
That's that feeling.
You're going to get a W one way or the other. You know, I want to pull that off with, like, Cardano. I think you and I, Dane, should go in there and be like, listen, man, we are the CEO of
our brand.
We are the CEO of our own business, okay? Like, you can't tell me what I control what's going on. It is, I don't for the life of me understand who is advising Anthony Davis to continue to do things like this and open his mouth and just get railroaded time and time again. First of all, you are not the CEO, okay? CEOs don't have to remind people that they're the CEO of their own damn business, okay? And by the way, you're under contract. You control nothing. You agreed to a contract. You don't get to call the shots. This, to me, is LeBron James at its finest right there, smacking Adam Silver right across the head, blindsiding him and letting him know that, ha ha, you don't think I can collude? I can collude all day long, and there's nothing you can do for me. This is the biggest crock I have ever heard in my entire life. How are we supposed to watch this and listen to this and go, yeah, there's no colluding over here. LeBron James not calling the shots at all. LeBron James not trying to manipulate the system to get Anthony Davis to come there. He's basically convinced Anthony Davis that he somehow has control of what's going on here, and he has no control, Dane.
Yeah, I mean, here's my question, though, back to you, Joe. I agree with most of what you said. Right. My only question is, are we in this kind of weird in-between evolution in all of sports, you know, where, in fact, yeah, they actually are the CEOs of their own brand. Like, are we in a place right now, Joe, where this evolution is actually happening, where control is going over to the players more than the teams and the agents? We see it in the NFL, Earl Thomas, Le'Veon Bell, Nick Bosa, Zion Williamson. They're all on some like, nope, I got to worry about the name on the back of the jersey and getting my money as opposed to the name on the front of the jersey. Are we in a place right now where with cutting the cord and millennials where they can put their own brand on Instagram, on social media. You know, we talked about it before with like you and me carry cash in our wallet, yet there's Venmo Brian down there in the fantasy pit of misery who never does. You know, I agree with you, Joe, but in the same way that LeBron has broken basketball from trying to get like the 3-year deal and the player options and the having players move around, is this idea of putting yourself out there as your own brand, is this something that when we look back 10, 15 years from now, we're going to say, yeah, it started with LeBron in like the mid-teens, you know, that sort of thing. I conceptually agree with you, but I think we may be sputing some get off my lawn kind of perspective, and we're just hesitant to see that change. I think this is the way it's going, and we're seeing it in all sports, Joe.
It's a false narrative.
Because
until you sign your own check, you don't control anything. You're not in control of anything when the check you get every day is not signed with your name. That's the definition of what a CEO is. That is having total control over your career. When you control your income, in other words, you don't need somebody else to write you a check, then you're in control. It's a false narrative. Yes, players have more control now than they've had in the past because they're superstars. Superstars drive revenue. We get it. But to say that I'm the boss of my own thing. No, you don't write your own check. And oh, yeah, by the way, you signed a contract. You're not even living up to your own contract that you signed. And rule number one as a CEO is live by the contracts you sign. OK,
so but here's the thing.
Until you live it out, my friend, you are absolutely not in control of your own career.
The only thing I would say here, Joe, and I know we're up against the break, you just said it, contracts multiple, okay? Odell Beckham's making more from Nike than he is from the Giants, and people care about their brand in that way, and maybe they can't control their contracts, but they can control their message with social media and things like the Players Tribune, things like the Shop, and maybe they're just cutting the media out of it, and that's step one.
We'll talk more about it coming up on the break here.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Phillies had as good an offseason as you can hope for. They got what everybody considers to be the best catcher in baseball. They have what many people consider to be the best free agent available in the next two seasons. Himself, Machado, and Arenado would probably be that trifecta. Not everybody, but many. And they also added
Gene Segura at shortstop.
Yeah, there you go. So they've had a tremendous offseason. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball.
basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
The results of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine are in, and for serious fantasy football players, it is never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has got you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Mattag and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football player you are. Save 10% now at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And I can't believe it, right? I mean, here we are. It really has become a 12-month-a-year situation here, Dane, where you can't be resting if you plan on making some money here in the fantasy football world. Am I right?
Absolutely. The month of March is big. You got NFL free agency. We had just had the combine, you know, the free agency. The new league year is going to start in the next week. We're going to start to see big time player movement. OK, and you got to stay up on this stuff because everything impacts somewhere else. I was talking about when Harper and Machado signed. Now, all of a sudden, Eric Hosmer in San Diego looks like a better first baseman to have with what's around them. Look at this Philadelphia lineup. You think the moves don't help a guy like JT Realmuto, Reese Hoskins, Gene Segura, Mikel Franco, and others now with Philadelphia, Andrew McCutchen, to have Bryce Harper in the middle of that lineup? You don't think that maybe adds to the projections of wins for things like Arrieta or Nola? You don't think that adds to the saves projections of a guy like David Robinson? Well, the same thing happens in the NFL. We're going to hear about a lot of player movement. We're going to hear a lot about a potential trade talk, whether that's Antonio Brown or others. Where is Nick Foles going to go? The merry-go-round will start. There's a quarterback in Denver now in Case Keenum who's probably on the move, and this will all lead up to the draft in the end of April. So the next 2 months will have a lot of player movement, and if you want to get ahead of the game, you got to keep it locked to Hear Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports and Radio Network, and of course the mark of fantasy excellence, rotoexperts.com.
Can't go wrong with that. It's all about the it's all about being profitable in 2019, and the fellas here certainly can help you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So we encourage you guys, download the app, take us with you each and every day. And we promise to do just that, make you a little bit more profitable, not only here on Make It Rain, but all the programming on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, so what happened was we were talking about this show the shop.
Yeah.
And LeBron James, and I've never seen any more blatant middle finger to you, Adam Silver, in the NBA with LeBron James. You don't control me. Having guys like Anthony Davis on the show.
Antonio Brown. Yeah.
Now Antonio Brown, he had on there, and Antonio Brown just doesn't. The man just, he doesn't have that chill pill, man. He just doesn't know when. And we all know these guys in our lives that just, they talk past where they should. They end up costing themselves more money in the long run because they just don't know when to shut up. And that's kind of exactly what Antonio Brown is doing. This guy so desperately wants people to tell him that he is so right, and you, and poor Antonio Brown, and I can't believe that the Steelers would do it, that he just doesn't know when to shut up. Not only did he do the show with LeBron in the shop, where he basically
he was on
threw,
ESPN all weekend.
Yeah, then this just came out, and it's absolutely beyond me that this is he just doesn't know when to be quiet. He just doesn't know when to be quiet. Oh, you know, the audio's not coming through there? All right, well, good. Let me tell you exactly what happens here on Antonio Brown. He states that, quote, I don't even have to play football if I don't want. I don't even need the game. I don't need to prove anything to anyone. If they want to play, they're going to play by my rules. If not, I don't need to play. That's Antonio Brown. I could have sworn we just had this conversation about Anthony Davis being my own CEO situation. Mm-hmm. Now, Antonio Brown, another guy under contract, who doesn't control anything here, now he's a guy saying to any prospective employer, somebody who will write the check, he's now telling them, I don't need you, man. Like, I don't need you. I'm good. I mean, I'll play by my own rules. So how many potential employers do you think are watching this and going, wow, I can't wait to get Antonio Brown in this locker room?
Dan Snyder. That's the one. You know, Joe, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, there's an, you asked the question, I gave you an answer. You know what I mean, Joe? Well, yep. Here's the thing. To your point, no, these guys do not control their own contracts. But it's the same as an actor works for a studio, an R&B singer works for the label. You know, it's still the same kind of thing. What they do now control, and that's what we're seeing in the last, you know, few years since whenever it's been, and maybe it's the advent of social media. Maybe it's things like I mentioned, the Players Tribune, you know, that website that Jeter started, this shop, the show that LeBron is starting. What they are doing is starting to control their own message and their own messaging. The athletes no longer have to wait for a reporter to stick a microphone in front of their face or a press conference, right? They can go direct to the fans or direct to their audience. And everyone likes that. That's what social media is in the last 10 years, right? So that's the way, in my opinion, that yes, they can control their own quote-unquote brand. Now, the problem with this, though, Joe, is what you have, the people who are controlling their own brand are, you know, 20-something millennials that have never been told no in their life and have never failed in their life and do not necessarily have the business acumen to be able to do it well, okay? I'll give you that. But in this day and age, yes, athletes are trying to cut out the middleman, whether that middleman is the media or anyone that can control them. Of course, Antonio Brown's under contract. It's going to be whatever deal the Steelers want. And last report was that it was Tennessee, Oakland, and Washington. So, AB, how does that feel? Probably not so great, right? Because you want to be on a contender. Let me tell you something. Big Ben is the best quarterback that any of those three teams is ever going to see in the next 5 to 10 years when you're still playing. So I get it. They may paint themselves into a corner and it may not always play well, but that's what they are doing. They're trying to control their own narrative and their own message even more than necessarily their own contract. And in this day and age, public perception does matter a lot, Joe.
But once again, it's a false narrative because they don't really control anything. What they're referring to, Antonio Brown and Anthony Davis, about being my own CEO, isn't about their deal with Nike. It isn't about getting their message out about their brand. They are specifically referring to the NBA and to the NFL and to the owners of those teams. That's the context they're making these comments. Not about, I want to be able to, I want to cut the middleman out. I want people to hear who I've got to be. They've always had that. That's not the issue. Their context on their comments is they don't need the NFL. They don't need the NBA. They're their own CEO. They control their own narrative. And they don't, because without the NBA, okay, the NBA is bigger than LeBron James, Anthony Davis. The NFL is bigger than Antonio Brown or any of these athletes, which is what they don't get, which is what is infuriating to me, is that somebody somewhere along the line has convinced these guys that these leagues, the NBA and the NFL, would be nothing without them. And that is a false and very dangerous narrative to be walking down, telling people that I don't need you. You need me, which is what Antonio Brown's message just was, not my words, his words, and what AD is also saying to the NBA and to owners of the NBA. Nobody else. They're not referring to anything else other than the people who signed their checks. And to say that you don't need them and to say that, I control, I'm going to play by my rules. No, you're not. Not if you want to get a check, because the NBA controls you and so does the NFL. And until players somehow grasp that, you're killing your trading partners right now. And what Antonio Brown doesn't realize is that you're not calling any shots. The Steelers are calling them. And AD, you're not calling any shots. The Pelicans control you. You guys signed contracts. And to say anything otherwise is just detrimental to their careers, and it's also detrimental to the current teams that they are on. And it's unfortunate, but it's a false narrative right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, the Steelers are not going to get as much back because now what they're trying to trade is a mercurial diva. I accept that, right? But here's what the last time I'll say this, Joe, I think they know that they're not actually impacting owners' mentality. I think this is all out for the court of public perception. And as we see it in politics with our president, our commander in tweets, we see this everywhere. People trying to leverage social media out there for public perception, not necessarily for reality.
So
and that's where
public-
I think
perception
the idea
of AD.
The brand.
What is the public perception of AD? How is he helping himself by making comments that I'm my own CEO?
That he is now one of the actually best five players in the world that can, in fact, change to alter the course of franchises because he's that good.
And you
and
think
then he
the
gets
public perception
deal.
Is one that favors what Anthony Davis under contract has done to the Pelicans and to ownership and to his teammates? You think the public perception is good for you, AD?
I think that people like places like The Shop and social media are there to leverage and try to impact public perception so that they can come around to this like, oh, yeah, the players should be able to go wherever they want against the owners. I think that's exactly what this is trying to change the messaging so that the public out there, the NBA fan out there, is behind Anthony Davis instead of the billionaires that write his check. Yes.
And you think they are. And you think that message of destroying the locker room, destroying this team halfway through the season, telling these guys, I don't want to play with you, dishonoring a contract that you signed, blowing that whole franchise up. You think he went about it the right? This is a good message?
I'm not saying he went about it the right way per se, but he should have the freedom to do it however he wants. And he's it will matter for some people, maybe not you, but other people will in fact think
I find it hard to believe that anybody is patting AD on the back going, good for you, AD. Way to destroy everything around you.
Shop has good ratings. People are watching it.
Yeah, well, we'll see how many HBO subscriptions they get from that. All right, we're going to talk a little Major League Baseball futures. We will help you make it rain. We'll do that coming up next.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't believe it's Monday, March 4th already. March Madness just around the corner. Jockeying for position, but 19 games left in the NBA before the playoffs start. Hockey, man oh man. And of course, Major League Baseball getting ready. First pitch, opening day, just a couple of weeks away. Good morning. Make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez.
Yes, sir.
And excited. I mean, listen, I'm excited that baseball is coming. A lot of stuff happening all at once this time of year, like it always does. Of course, now free agency, the NFL season is really the new year start. So there's going to be that. You got the draft. There's all sorts of things happening. But have you caught any of the spring training games at all yet, Dane? Have you watched any? There's so much to do. It's like.
Exactly. No, I just want to see, you know, like I know Tanaka was on the hill for my Yanks last night, you know, or during the day, I guess. I haven't gotten plugged into it just yet. All I want to know is that nobody gets hurt at this point in time, right? Let them go.
Exactly.
Let them go. Can I ask you another question, though, Joe, based off what we were just talking about? You know, because I think it's interesting. Like a couple weeks ago, Zion gets hurt, right? And we're like, no one should tell Zion what to do. Zion should be able to make his own decisions, right? Does he care about himself moving forward? Does he care about the team that he's playing with? You know, in essence, his contract, right? You know, we talk about guys like Nick Boza, and we're like, oh, do what you need to do. When we say Manny Machado, it's like, do what you need to do. If you want to go to San Diego, if you want to take the money, whatever. With Bryce Harper, it's like, do what they want to do. I feel it's a similar thing for these guys, whether it's Antonio Brown, Anthony Davis, right? They are doing what it is they want to do. They understand that maybe it risks their perception out there, whether it be with owners or with fans, right? And, you know, I think Lev Bell, Earl Thomas showed that if they want to get their bluffs called, they're going to do that. Lev Bell left $14 million on the table, and that was his decision, right? Maybe it'll work out for him. Maybe it won't. I just feel that we are in an era where these guys are trying to control their own narratives, you know, in a lot of different ways. And, you know, when we said Zion, you said you didn't like other people prescribing their own ideas on what they should do. I think here the biggest thing that we are seeing is this idea of what other people want them to do versus who what they are doing. Whether it's a smart decision on a case-by-case basis, that's up to, you know, what will happen. But what I do think is athletes in general are trying to take control of their own narrative, whether it's smart or not. That's another question. And places like social media that could be unfiltered, places like the Players Tribune, places like the idea to be able to just text message their friends and boys and try to put this together. I mean, I don't begrudge them for trying. Are they doing it smartly? Will it ultimately work out for them? The jury is still out. But I do think it's a similar situation to what AD and AB are doing as to what, you know, Zion has the choice himself, and I'm not going to tell a man.
You can't compare an 18-year-old kid to professional men who have signed contracts that are under contracts, making millions upon millions of dollars. It's not even remotely fair to bring him into this conversation. And by the way, just because they say it doesn't mean it's real and doesn't mean it's truthful. That's the problem. What they are acting like and what they are saying is they're making it seem like they are so depressed, like they are so the leagues do nothing but suppress them and they try to keep them down. That argument is as old as day, and it doesn't cut water when you're making $125 million, AD. The reality is you have an obligation to your team, to the contract you sign, and any sort of comment to I'm going to control. They don't like me because I'm controlling my own life. You don't control it. You control absolutely nothing right now. You don't control where you go. Okay. You don't control what happens to you. So to say it, congratulations. Of course you can say it. It's the United States. You can say whatever you want. Does it make it true? Absolutely not. Does it make it a smart business decision? Absolutely not. Antonio Brown, by you continuing to talk and not shutting up, by continuing to throw every one of the Steelers under the bus and take no responsibility for yourself, you are ultimately hurting your chances of going to a team that you would actually want to go play with. And the fact that you don't see the difference just goes to show you that maybe you were the problem, Antonio Brown, and not the Steelers organization. Because ultimately, the ones who are going to win here and the ones after you are long gone, Antonio Brown, the Steelers will still be here. The NBA will still be here. They don't need you. You need them. That's the problem with that kind of narrative, is telling me that, you know, I don't have to play if I don't want, you know, and I don't need to do. Well, you're right. Then don't play. And you know how many people are going to stop watching the NFL because Antonio Brown doesn't play next year?
None. Absolutely none. But that's the thing. I think we are actually changing. I think the last point you made, Joe, is less true than it was 10 years ago. And that's when you said you don't need them, or they don't need you, you need them. I think that is less true now than it was 5-10 years ago. Okay, why? Because Odell Beckham makes more from Nike than he does from the Giants. There are other outlets here. You see Kylie Jenner getting paid $1 million to post something on Instagram. Antonio Brown is still on the Masked Singer on Fox. You know, I got to bring it back to the reality TV, as you know, Joe. But what I'm saying is, this is no longer the only path for these guys. And I think that has opened it up in a way so that they're saying, maybe we don't need them as much right now.
But it doesn't make it real, where you understand? It doesn't make it truthful just because they say it. In their minds, they're acting as if they're getting the short end of the stick here. Like the man in the NBA is somehow keeping $120 million, you know, AD down. That's not the case. That's the narrative they want to push out, but that doesn't make it real. The reality of the situation is you have no control over what happens to you, Anthony Davis. It also, it doesn't make it not true that you didn't just blow up the entire franchise. The guys you played with midway through the season, you basically turned around and told every guy in that locker room you wanted nothing to do with them, you didn't believe in them, and you wanted out. You tried to force your hand in a situation you didn't have control of. You still don't have control of it. So you can tell me all day long how it is that you're now the CEO and I answer to me. Congratulations. But the truth is, you don't. So just because you say it doesn't make it real.
Yeah, but this is only, again, Joe, this is as in the context of being just a player in the NBA. You're right. They don't control where they are right now. Anthony Davis, Antonio Brown, under contract. The Steelers and the Pelicans will take whatever deal is best for them. But both of these players do have other avenues to money, fame, and
why,
stability.
Though? Why, though? Let me ask you that. Why? Why do they
because
have those
Because of the
avenues?
Platform that they got as a player. You're absolutely
the NBA.
Right.
Exactly.
But Antonio Brown and Anthony Davis, it's okay if they leverage that to something else. I mean, Tony Romo has used that platform now to be a great broadcaster and others, you know, and building shoe companies and stuff like that. All I'm saying is that players don't need to be beholden to the white man that signs their checks as much anymore. This is decreasing when you see all these other avenues in entertainment, in social media. I think the kids these days now that have grown up in this environment are not seeing playing for their team as their only path to what their ultimate idea is, which is to have their brand, their narrative, and their public persona.
But they needed that old white guy to be able to get that path. And the more they open their mouth and say that, the more they forget how minuscule there are. And you will be replaced in another 5 years, AD. Athletes will come and go. The league and those old white men owners who write those checks will continue to be here throughout time. Not whether it's right or wrong. That's the reality of the situation. And to say otherwise, Antonio Brown, for you to come out and continue to do interview after interview saying things like, I don't need the NFL, I'm good. Who in their right mind is going to go, I can't wait to get him in the locker room? He doesn't understand. To me, he wants people to go, oh, poor Antonio Brown. He's more interested in being right than getting it right. And that's the problem. And I think AD is getting all the wrong advice and information here, because my friend, you went from being the light guy. Nobody would have had a derogatory thing to say about Anthony Davis, not the media, not teammates. Nobody ever had anything derogatory to say about him until he decided to stand up, dishonor his contract, throw his teammates under the bus, and try to manipulate the NBA into trading him to go play with LeBron James. You think that came from Anthony? You think that came from AD?
No, I think it came from his entourage. All I'm saying is that the equation is not now what it used to be. There are now other venues, and this has been happening for a long time. Eli Manning did the same thing to try and get himself to New York instead of on the West Coast with the Chargers. John Elway did the same thing trying to leverage the New York Yankees instead of going to the NFL, you know, 20 years ago.
But
right?
They actually had leverage. He has none. Right. Antonio Davis has no leverage.
What I'm saying is that there is new ways to get leverage now in 2019.
But this is not one of them. This is the wrong way to go about it, though.
I think the jury is still out on that, Joe. I really do. I think the jury is still out on it. Does it look professional as per what we thought was professional 10 years ago? No. I agree with you, right? But there are now so many ways. And quite frankly, the audience out there is so much different and views it in this way
as well. There is one way to go from team A to team B. Only one way. You know what way that is? Is if team A decides to send you to team B. That's it. There is no multiple ways to get what you want. He wants to play in LA. He's got no say over that at all. So any hint or any suggestion that he's going about it the right way or this is what is best for Antonio, it's a false narrative. It's not true. He doesn't control it. The only way he goes from team A to team B is one way. It's not through Instagram. It ain't through the shop, not HBO, not LeBron. The only people who control what happens to AB are the New Orleans Pelicans ownership, because they own the rights to you as a player, period. There is no multiple ways to go about it.
But again, Joe, that's the, like, we have to redefine what the it is. I think you are making the assumption as well that the objective is to go to a team and win a championship with your brothers. I don't know that that is their objective anymore. We talked about this. Manny Machado just wanted to be in Southern California and get $300 million. Bryce Harper just wanted to set the bar with something new. These players have different objectives, and it's not necessarily anymore
stick
with their team and
win a championship.
AD has
already told us what his objective is. He wants to win a championship and didn't think he could win it in New Orleans, which is fine. That's his right. provided he would have lived up to the end of his contract and then went about it a different way. But now he's decided to blow the team up, blow the organization, his teammates up, and now he finds himself in a position where now you're crying, oh, woe is me. Oh, you know, I'm the CEO of my own. No, you're not. You never were. So whoever gave you that information or suggested, hey, you know what would be great, AD, if you went out and told your team they suck and that you want out of your contract that you signed for 2 years and $120 million, and you know what? Just tried to force the ownership's hand into sending you to L.A. It didn't work. You know why it doesn't work? Because you're not the CEO. You don't control squat. So it would have been so much better for you just to – it's okay that you wanted to go win a championship and you want to leave. That's fine. That's your right. But to go about it the way you did and then to continue to pile on top of that by telling me how you're so beaten down here and that, you know, you're going to take control of your own life. It's not true. You can say it all you want. Doesn't make it a reality.
No, I hear you. I just think, honestly, in this new quote-unquote day and age, right, where we do have the shop and we do have social media, players are now not as much caring about what we think they need to care about, which is finishing out their contract and playing right with their team. And like, that's the thing. Maybe that's the false narrative that we assume what we should expect out of players.
2 hours in the books. We got a big final hour where we'll make it rain for you. We'll give you some advice. Baseball futures, how to bet them, what to bet. We'll do that coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league,
there are already 3% of baseball players that are android humanoid hybrids in baseball. You don't think baseball wants to have robot umps? They're going to have them because they're already playing baseball.
Sorry, that's the last time I'm going to do that on the show.
They are apparently going to have the independent league is going to test out robot umpires this season.
The umps should be shaking in their boots.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I need someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Good luck without Salvador Perez. This team was screwed to begin with. That's a big loss. He's a power guy, does a lot of good things defensively. You talk about Salvador Perez, he throws out runners. He's one of those guys that he does everything well. Yeah, the average has gone down a little bit, but man, you're not going to find a catcher like him. Big blow to the Royals, who are already hurting, and it'll probably cost them a few more games this year, too. If you have an over bet, you're pissed, because Sal Perez can change a game with one swing at the bat. Horrible news for Kansas City.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Thank you. So it does look like Nick Foles will be heading to Jacksonville when the new league year opens up next week. Good morning. Welcome in. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Help you make it rain here, Joe Ranieri, alongside Dane Martinez. And I guess that should be a shock to nobody except maybe Blake Bortles. They're still going to have to pay the $6.5 million of Bortles' 2019 salary, which was fully guaranteed when he signed the contract a year ago. But it does look like Nick Foles is on his way to Jacksonville, who finished 5-11 last year. You like the move, man? Are you happy with Nick Foles going to Jacksonville if you're a Jags fan?
I do think that was the right move, and I said this on this air a few weeks ago that that's where I thought he was going to wind up. The key reason is offensive coordinator John DeFilippo used to be the OC with the Minnesota Vikings, but more importantly was, I believe, the quarterback's coach for the Philadelphia Eagles with Nick Foles. His experience there, and listen, say what you want about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They do have a playoff caliber defense. They do have a running game. If Leonard Fournette could actually stay on the field and watch his own yeast infections, you know, they do have a team that is ready made, in my opinion, to contend if they just got that game manager quarterback. Now, I think Nick Foles is not as good as what we have seen him be in these playoff runs, but I do think he is a serviceable NFL quarterback. I do think it helps the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Jacksonville Jaguars will have an easy schedule based on their finish in the AFC South last year. I think Nick Foles does help them. Let the merry-go-round continue. I'm excited to see where all the chair, who's going to sit in what chairs in about a week, because there's a lot of people on the move. I think the Washington football team is going to get themselves a new quarterback before the draft as well.
I'm going to be interested to see how much and how long this deal is going to be. They expect it to come in. You figure the new year starts at March 13th, right? About 10 days or so away. So they'll announce the releasing of Blake Bortles first, and then I think you will hear about Nick Foles exactly 24 hours after that going. And we have our new quarterback for the Jacksonville Jags. And listen, he's 30 years old, Nick Foles. Completed 62% of his passes in 54 career games. He's got 68 career touchdowns to 33 interceptions. He, without a doubt, will make this team a Super Bowl contender.
People respect it in the locker room.
More so than a rookie. That's the problem. More so than a rookie. It's the right move for Coughlin and for the Jags. And kudos. I hope it comes together. But scary part is Blake Bortles will be somebody's quarterback. We'll talk about more coming up, final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.